Mini-episode 1040 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode 1040. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Better Call Saul episode 4.9. Here's our top five developments coming out of episode 4.8. Number five, expectations have been subverted everywhere. After a chilly season-long arc, Jimmy and Kim are very close again. Mike may have to get his hands dirty disposing of kindly engineer Werner rather than the mouthy punk working demolition. And Nacho's not the top man in his crew anymore. More than any episode in series history, everything that we thought we knew on every part of the canvas changed as the final act of the season started with a bang everywhere. Number 4. Nacho's got some Salamanca supervision. He rose to the top of the ranks in his time off screen, although the fake passports in his safe indicated that he never truly felt safe, especially being under Gus's thumb the whole time. Now he's dropped a spot in the hierarchy, even as he remains answerable to the Chicken Man. His stress levels have only begun to rise. Number 3. Mike's path towards truly becoming the cleaner may be paved with innocent blood. Shockingly, it was Werner, not the young idiot on his crew, who put the super lab project at risk the most. We all knew what Mike meant when he warned him about what further indiscretions would mean, and it seems very unlikely that the older engineer would create another problem, but so too was his first mistake unlikely. The Mike that we came to see on Breaking Bad was more shorn of conscience than the version that we see here, and having to put down a kindly family man may have finished the job psychologically that the death of his son began. Number 2. As Jimmy approaches his opportunity to practice law again, he is surprised that his latest scam has brought Kim back closer to him. Whether it was an internalized feeling that Kim was too good for him, or the part of his subconscious leaking out that feels guilt about Chuck's death and how he hasn't dealt with it, Jimmy seemed resigned to his fate about her slipping away from him. He was equal parts unable and unwilling to do anything about it, but then, out of nowhere, the scam to save Huell somehow reminded Kim of everything she loved about him. Even Jimmy doesn't seem to know how or why this happened, but before it did, he was on the verge of version 2.0 of the Jimmy McGill law firm. It's entirely possible that whatever happens in the last two episodes of the season has a lot to do with the adoption of the Saul Goodman persona. Number 1. Kim's journey takes a new twist as she embraces Jimmy at his slippinest. The AstroTurf campaign to free Huell could have gotten her disbarred, but rather than treat it as a one-off on her way out of a declining relationship with Jimmy, she embraced it and him with a fervor that even she probably can't explain. Kim's always enjoyed Jimmy's shadiness to a point, but think back to the squat cobbler incident and her horrified reaction. She's progressed a lot since that point. Her car accident late last season seems to have changed her, as the grind of the corporate lawyer job that she never minded before now causes her to zone out and seek satisfaction in other areas, such as the pro bono cases. Even when they were at their closest, Kim always felt ambiguity about Jimmy when he was at his worst, and now, after a season of mounting disappointment in him, she's been drawn back tightly to him in the aftermath of their successful scam. The penultimate episode of the season has always been the high point historically in this series, so whatever they execute will probably take shape next week. There is, justifiably, the expectation that it will do a lot to shape the remainder of the series, and there's a good chance that it will be remembered as one of the most memorable of the series. We'll be back next week in the aftermath as per usual. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.